Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation and a great day, despite the fact that the President of the United States, for the third time recently, is under attack and a threat of impeachment. Did I say third time? More than that, actually, because you have Richard Nixon, who did not quite get impeached, Bill Clinton, who was impeached and was, of course, not removed from office, and Donald Trump, who had two different impeachments. Now the impeachment guns are turned on Joe Biden. The House passing yesterday a resolution calling for a formal investigation of impeachment. Now, one of the questions people could ask is, why wasn't this stopped in the Senate? Answer, because it didn't have to go to the Senate. It's a House resolution. Andrew McCarthy knows all about that. He knows all about everything. He is one of the sharpest legal minds around. He is, for many years, a very esteemed assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. In other words, a top prosecutor. He is also a contributing editor at National Review and a senior fellow at National Review Institute. His most recent column is called Andy McCarthy on the Hunter Circus. It's basically the Hunter Biden circus comes to Capitol Hill. So is this going to end with the impeachment of President Joe Biden?
I don't think so, Michael. And I appreciate all the kind things that you said, but I think you really hit the nail on the head as far as the most important points are. This didn't have to go to the Senate because the Constitution commits the power of impeachment solely to the House. The Senate has the power to try impeachments if the House returns articles of impeachment. But the important thing, as far as yesterday was concerned, is that the Constitution gives the impeachment power to the House, not to the Speaker of the House. So the big controversy up until now has been the fact that Kevin McCarthy, a few months ago, reminiscent of Nancy Pelosi when she was Speaker during the Trump-Ukraine impeachment in 2019, tried to unilaterally authorize an impeachment inquiry. And that has prompted the Biden administration, just as it prompted the Trump administration in 2019, to say that it need not cooperate with subpoenas and other information demands because the inquiry is not legitimate unless it's approved by the full House. So that was why it was important yesterday to get it approved by the full House.
So at what did they give any estimate, the Republicans who passed this resolution, at what time they've been investigating various Justice Department efforts and others? They've been investigating Hunter Biden for 5 years. When do you think they wrap up this investigation and get to questions about, about impeaching the president? You, by the way, there's no constitutional basis for impeaching the son of the president, is there?
No, impeachment is just the stripping of authority from an officer of the government. So, Hunter has his criminal justice system problems, but impeachment is not in the cards for him. But when you asked me if I thought that the president would ultimately be impeached, the reason I don't think so is it took months for Republicans, even though they are the majority of the House, albeit barely, to cobble together the votes they needed to approve just an inquiry, which doesn't require you to do anything. It doesn't require you to file articles of impeachment. It's just an investigation. But the dynamic here is that there are 17 Republicans who hold seats in the House in districts that were won by Biden in 2020. So the impeachment vote, even to investigate impeachment, was very difficult for them. And while the new speaker, Mike Johnson, finally brought them around and got everybody, all the Republican side unanimously voted for the impeachment inquiry, I think it would be a very different and difficult thing to get them to actually vote for articles of impeachment unless there's some dramatic change beyond what we know now. And, of course, we know that there's no way, even if they could get an article of impeachment across the finish line in the House, there's not a prayer that the Senate would ever convict and remove Biden under circumstances where the Senate is controlled thinly by Democrats, but the Constitution requires a two-thirds supermajority for conviction in the Senate before a president could be removed.
Well, that was the same problem and the obvious argument against both impeachment of proceedings against President Trump. Is you may dislike what he's done, you may dislike who he is, you may want to see him out of office, but you're not going to get two-thirds of the Senate to vote for that when the Senate is so closely divided as it has been recently. My question for you right now, Andy, is that yesterday Hunter Biden made some declarations on the Capitol building steps, and he repeated again his offer to go ahead and answer questions for the House Oversight Committee or whatever committee they designate, and to do all of that if they made it a public session that would obviously be televised on TV and full of drama. I don't fully understand. Why did the Republicans turn down that offer?
Because it wasn't an honest offer. Hunter is not going to testify because he's now been indicted in two separate federal cases on either side of the country. Obviously, he doesn't want to come out publicly and say, I'm not going to testify because anything I say can be used against me in the two cases where I'm facing a combined half century or so of prison exposure. So what he would like the country to think instead is that he's not testifying, not because he has anything to fear from being incriminated, but because the Republicans can't be trusted and are insidious, and it's the MAGA Republicans who are destroying the country, et cetera, et cetera. So he made this offer knowing that it would not be accepted, and then he could spin it that they don't want to, it's a deep, dark, insidious thing, and they don't want to interview him except from behind closed doors because he's going to blow the lid off the case against his father and all that stuff. But what people need to understand is that in the investigative phase, the closed-door deposition is the way that Congress conducts investigations. It's the way the Democrats did it in connection with Trump. It's the way the January 6th committee did it, and it's the way it's done. And there were many witnesses in those instances who asked for public hearings rather than to be deposed behind closed doors, and that was rebuffed routinely. The only reason we're hearing about it in connection with Hunter is the media liked those other investigations and they don't like the current one. So we're hearing all about how the Republicans didn't want to question him in public. But I think, you know, Michael, you should understand that when they do a deposition behind closed doors, it's done by professional investigators who get one-hour rounds so that you can actually develop lines of inquiry rather than this crazy public session they do where 40 members of Congress have 5-minute rounds. It's completely incoherent, and if the witness tries to answer, the member claims his time back if the guy has the temerity to try to answer the question. So it's really not conducive to developing lines of investigation.
And again, this entire investigation may have political impact. Can you stay with us, Andy, for another few minutes to talk about Trump's legal challenges, which have turned into legal opportunities? All of the charges against him seem to help Trump. Why? Coming up with Andy McCarthy.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, speaking with Andrew McCarthy, who is a senior fellow at the National Review Institute and a contributing editor to National Review, their top legal writer. And he has spent a great deal of time as a former prosecutor looking at the various cases And honestly, you're talking about 91 different indictments against President Trump, and every single indictment seems to make him more and more popular, but not necessarily popular among the general electorate, but popular in the Republican Party. And Andrew McCarthy has the provocative idea that may just be on target, that this is all part of some kind of Democratic plan. Explain what we were just talking about after the air, because it's fascinating, Andy.
Well, thank you. I've been talking about this for a couple of years now, but I thought and still think that they, whether it was the Biden Justice Department, which brought two of the indictments. When you said 91 indictments, you mean 91 counts. It's four indictments overall. Two state indictments brought by elected progressive prosecutors, and two indictments brought by the Biden Justice Department. And note, for example, that the Biden Justice Department investigated January 6th for 3 years, but they waited to indict Trump until the campaign was virtually underway. In fact, I think he was already a declared candidate. So I don't think the timing of these indictments is an accident. I think it reflects what Democrats have done throughout the Trump years and the years after Trump's presidency, which is in the primary stage, they actually get involved and try to promote pro-Trump candidates because they know that those candidates resonate with the Republican base but are unpopular with the broader public. So the idea is get them nominated and then you clobber them in November. And I think that was always the plan with Trump. It's important to remember that Trump, even when he miraculously won in 2016, if you told somebody ahead of the election that it was essentially a two-person race and the guy who got 46% was going to win, that would seem highly unlikely, yet that's what happened. He pulled kind of an inside straight. He's much more unpopular now than he was then. And I think the Democratic plan has always been get the base whipped up with these indictments, and then once he's got the nomination locked in, which he almost has now, we'll have to see what happens in the next 6 weeks, but then you turn to the phase where you actually try some of these cases and maybe, hopefully, from their perspective, get him convicted of felonies in the run-up to the election, which will have a devastating impact on his campaign, I believe.
Well, I think the polling shows that he would lose 6 points, 6% of the people who would otherwise vote for Trump. And only 6% say they would give up on him if he were actually convicted. Do you, in terms of these trials beginning, do you think it is likely that any of the trials against Donald Trump would have a verdict before the election next November?
Yes, Judge Tanya Chutkan is trying very hard at the urging of Jack Smith to stick with her March 4th trial date. And that's a case that would take 2 to 3 months. Interesting, Michael, unlike these civil cases that he's gone through in the last year, in a federal criminal trial, the defendant has to be in court every day for the entirety of the proceedings. So we're going to have, like, the prohibitive favorite, and he may even be the clinch nominee by the time this all happens. We'll have to be in a courtroom in Washington, D.C. every day for 2 to 3 months while that trial takes place. But they're trying very hard to keep that trial date. That's the reason that Jack Smith this week asked the Supreme Court to intervene and decide Trump's immunity claim, which Judge Chutkan just rejected on December 1st. He's looking to cut out the intermediate level of appeal in the D.C. Circuit and get it right to the Supreme Court in the hope of speeding things along to maintain his March trial date. I think this is all very unseemly, by the way, because prosecutors aren't supposed to worry about the political calendar, but that's what's driving all of this.
Well, again, part of that is that it would be possible, would it not, constitutionally, if there isn't a verdict yet on a case, or even if there is a verdict, for Trump to pardon himself if he is elected president.
If he gets elected. Yes, yeah. If he gets elected president, that's correct.
Yeah, so, yes, in other words, there's no, how would that work if Trump is still in the midst of a trial? He would be able to pardon himself nonetheless and make the trial moot?
Well, I think the reason, Michael, that Trump has the opposite incentive of the Democrats and the prosecutor, right? He wants to push everything off beyond Election Day, which is why he's so seized with this immunity issue. Most issues in federal criminal law, you're not allowed to appeal pre-trial, but there are some issues that actually go to whether it's appropriate to have a trial in the first place. One of them is immunity. So Trump has pushed that because it's his ticket to getting up to the appellate courts. And getting up to the appellate courts could mean delay, which could push the thing beyond Election Day. And what he's hoping is he'll never have to pardon himself, because if he wins the election, he'll be running the Justice Department. He'll appoint the next attorney general, and they'll simply drop the charges.
Do you think that attorney general take office without being confirmed by the Senate?
No. But the president the president, all executive power is reposed in the president. So the Justice Department has to have somebody running it, and the president, if it's Trump, will order whoever is running the Justice Department to drop the case. And if your job in the Justice Department is, if the president gives you an order, you either follow it or you resign. So he'll find somebody to carry out his order.
So none of this is. Particularly encouraging, it seems, for people who want America to calm down a little bit. Do you hold by that idea that another Republican could run more strongly against Biden? Like Nikki Haley is ahead by 17 points, head on head with Biden.
I think either Haley or DeSantis, or Christie for that matter, could beat Biden. And I'm pretty sure any of the Democrats that we could think of could beat Trump. The question is, which of them could beat the other?
And that is a question that history will decide. Andrew McCarthy, his most recent columns posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back on The MedVed Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Biden administration officials have not conducted an assessment to determine if Israel is adhering to international law in its conflict with Hamas. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller faced questions about the appropriate use of U.S.-supplied weapons by Israel.
We are collecting information, as we do in every conflict. We are engaged in conversations with the Israeli government about steps that they can take to minimize civilian harm.
The inquiry came after President Biden mentioned to donors that Israel was losing global support due to indiscriminate bombing. A New York court has dismissed former President Trump's attempt to contest the gag order imposed on him. His legal team sought to overturn the order, preventing him and his attorneys from discussing the judge and his court staff publicly. Tech and healthcare workers lead in job dissatisfaction, according to a PayScale report. Senior product managers top the list, with 66% intending to quit. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too.
And when it comes to popularity, nobody more popular this time of year, than Kris Kringle, Santa Claus himself. So a fundamental question is Santa Claus a liberal or a conservative? And I make a very strong choice argument that Santa Claus is in fact a deep-dyed, serious, uncompromising, principled, idealistic conservative. And you can read that argument, which is actually one that I first made a decade ago. But it's Throwback Thursday at michaelmedved.substack.com. So you can go to michaelmedved.substack.com and join us in a subscription. And join the literally thousands at this point who have already been part of the subscription service and find out all about the arguments that can dazzle and surprise your friends about Santa Claus and his conservative leanings that have previously been unheralded. Speaking of unheralded, there's an interview with Joe Manchin and the Wall Street Journal, and they were holding a CEO Council Summit in Washington. And the lead says that Democratic Senator Joe Manchin declined to speculate this week whether or not he would make a third-party run for president, while playing down the significance of poll numbers that showed such a campaign having almost no support among voters. And the most recent polling that said, what if Joe Manchin is a candidate for president on the No Labels ticket running an independent campaign, in effect, though there would be a party organized to get him on the ballot various places. 3% say they would back Joe Manchin. That means he has a lot of ground to cover. The 76-year-old centrist West Virginia lawmaker, says the Journal, who has grown increasingly uncomfortable in the Democratic Party, said he wouldn't make any predictions about whether his name would appear on the ballot, but he said he plans to kick off the next chapter of his political career in January by traveling for 2 months with the hope of mobilizing people like myself who feel like they are homeless, politically homeless. Well, this is a homeless problem that most people don't focus on. But there's no question that there are literally millions of Americans who probably feel that way. What I can tell you is this. There might be a movement. There might not, said Joe Manchin. That depends. I really don't know. That's what he said. He said also said he wouldn't be a spoiler in the race and would only run if he thought he could win. But that's problematic because every politician thinks that he can win or that she can win. On November 9th, Manchin said that he wouldn't run for another six-year term in the U.S. Senate, facing a tough fight in a state where voters have increasingly supported conservative candidates. At the event this week, Manchin predicted that it would be years before his state's residents ever vote to send another Democrat to represent them. Not in my lifetime, he said, when asked about the past comments he has made about being the last Democratic senator to come from West Virginia. I don't see that happening. I think our state has changed so much, citing what he called the Democratic Party's hostility to coal production. A recent Wall Street Journal poll found little support for a Manchin run for president. By more than 2-1, voters in the survey had an unfavorable rather than a favorable view of Manchin, of 44% to 18%. Republicans, Democrats, and Independents all viewed him more in an unfavorable than favorable light, with Democrats the least favorable of the groups. Manchin drew a meager 3% support as a presidential candidate. Now, what's fascinating here, with the Democrats having the most negative view of Manchin, what that means is that if he ran for president, he might take more votes away from Trump than he would from Biden. Though you simply never know in these situations. A Manchin drew a meager 3% support as a presidential candidate when the Journal survey tested him as a potential presidential nominee of the No Labels group, which says it wants to run a unity ticket, presumably including a candidate from each party. Manchin has participated in events and donor calls hosted by No Labels, a group that is laying the groundwork to potentially run an alternative candidate if the 2024 presidential race becomes a Donald Trump-Joe Biden rematch, heaven forbid. Probably a bad poll, Manchin quipped when told of the results at the Wall Street Journal event. Meanwhile, the idea that a lot of what is we're looking forward to next year, which is coming upon us very quickly, we are now 31 days away from the Iowa caucuses, that's all. And it is looking more and more like it's going to be dueling accusations, bitter accusations against Trump versus bitter accusations against Biden. Adam Kinzinger, who was a Republican and a conservative Republican member of the Congress of the United States, not a supporter of President Trump. He voted for Trump's second impeachment. And he suggests that the impeachment of Joe Biden is not an appropriate step. This is Adam Kinzinger on CNN. Listen.
No evidence. This vote tonight potentially for an impeachment inquiry, will be the first time in American history that they're using an impeachment inquiry not to get to, you know, justice, hesitate, but we have to get to justice, but as a way to go on a fishing expedition. You're going to have all day on CNN these so-called moderate Republicans come on and talk about how, boy, they don't know if he's guilty, but they have to do this so they can get to the answer of some things. This is the first time in history that will happen, and a lot of them are going to take that approach because they want to satisfy the MAGA base at the moment and vote for the impeachment inquiry while trying to look reasonable and truly like, oh, we're all for justice. This is, look, if you have evidence of the president having done what you're accusing him of, then open this impeachment inquiry and impeach him. But they don't have evidence of that, and they're desperate to find it because they have determined the outcome before they've even gotten the facts.
Well, guess what? That what they're doing is trying to use the impeachment process to discredit a president before he faces the electorate. What's interesting about that, of course, is that same idea was not tried on Richard Nixon or Bill Clinton, who faced basically the idea of impeachments after they had been reelected. And both were reelected fairly comfortably, so it became clear that the impeachments were an attempt for both Clinton and Nixon, and I think it's pretty obvious, to try to win a political victory by getting rid of the president, of the same president you couldn't get rid of by winning a majority to actually vote against him. We will talk more about the future of impeachments and the impact on both parties, and then a meaningful question and answer session involving Vladimir Putin. What does the dictator of Russia have to say? We will get to that and more coming up.
More of Michael Medved.
Wait!
In a moment.
Where are you going?
I was
going
to make espresso.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
And when you're thinking of gifts for this season, consider a membership, a subscription at michaelmedved.substack.com. We've just posted the third in our 10-part podcast series. It's coming up. It's under myths, misunderstandings, and lies about the Middle East. Part 2 of 10 is already up there. Part 3 of 10 is on the way, and it'll be there before the weekend. Check it all out at michaelmedved.substack.com. Meanwhile, there is a continued controversy about the war in Ukraine, obviously, and the need for the United States to continue its commitment to give Ukraine a decent chance of national survival, really, is what we're talking about. The chief enemy of the Ukraine, of Vladimir Putin, who has announced his re-election drive, that election coming up in March, he did a press conference. And he was asked at the press conference, challenging question, when will peace come? It's particularly a challenging question if the American estimates are correct that there are 315,000 Russians who have either been killed or severely injured in the course of this war. Here is what President Putin had to say about the arrival of peace. Clip 10.
Well, peace will come when we achieve our goals. And as to the goals, they have not changed. I can remind you what we spoke about. We were talking about denazification and demilitarization of Ukraine. If they don't want to sit down at the negotiating table, we are forced to take military measures. But Ukraine is not producing. It has almost no production at the moment. They're importing everything. So the West has delivered everything it had promised, and even more. But we've destroyed all of that. Since the start of the counteroffensive, we destroyed 747 tanks, almost 2,300 armored vehicles of various classes. So that's the demilitarization.
Uh-huh. That's the demilitarization that is going on, that is his goal for the war. The other war, the war in Israel, Rashida Tlaib was on with Joy Reid and arguing that when she receives criticism, it only increases hate. Listen, this is what the congresswoman from Michigan has to say. Clip three.
And I wonder if there has been a conversation with the White House. The White House has been very sort of condemnatory toward you and toward others, particularly around the From the River to the Sea language. And a lot of young people on college campuses use that same language. I want to give you an opportunity to explain what that means when people say that.
I mean, for me and many folks and many of my residents, I mean, since they're children, they've been saying it prior to even Hamas even existing, right? I mean, this was a call for liberation. I remember because it rhymes, right? And we were marching. It was about true liberation, about coexistence. It was about really loving peace and coming together. So many of my residents didn't even know that folks thought of it as a different, in a different way, and it was the first time they actually heard folks try to vilify it. Or, and again, for me, though, to try to police me, to tell me what it means, you know, to me, yeah, as a Palestinian, and they know I come from a place of love. They know where my heart is. But again, they weaponized it to try to silence me.
Okay, weaponized it to try to silence her. When the slogan for a piece of real estate that right now is actually inhabited by the majority of the world's Jews, and there are close to 8 million Jews who live between the river and the sea. And if you say Palestine will now be free, what happens to those individuals? Are they free? Or are they simply free to be killed or exiled? And the fact that that slogan has been used by Hamas, it's like the same reluctance that people like... she is showing to even condemn Hamas. It's a strange and extreme and very unhealthy development. That what Tlaib doesn't acknowledge is that there is an existing reality called Israel. And what she also doesn't acknowledge is that there never was a Palestinian entity or a Palestinian government or a Palestinian nation before. And even when all of the West Bank was governed by Jordan, which is from 1948 through 1967, while all of that happened, there was no effort at all to create, for the first time in all of human history, a new Palestinian entity, a new Palestinian state. And Rashida Tlaib has a very difficult time confronting any of that history. Meanwhile, speaking of history, there is a great deal of discussion about whether the current trend, which seems in poll after poll after poll to show that Republicans, particularly Republicans not named Trump, but including Trump as well, would do very well against Joe Biden, showing great weakness for Joe Biden. Cal Penn of The Daily Show says that those Trump cards, the mugshot cards, which are selling for $5,000, these are NFTs, he's saying they should be used as a prop or a tool in the Biden campaign. How? Why? Listen, clip two.
A true collector's item. This is something to give to your family, to your kids, grandchildren.
Oh, yes. Well, what a perfect gift for the dad you stopped talking to. I wish that I loved anything as much as Trump loves scamming his own supporters. And look, if you're thinking, oh, this isn't funny, he's tricking people out of their hard-earned money for pieces of fabric from indicted men's warehouse, let's be honest, okay? It's not like this money was going to otherwise end up in a Roth IRA. It was either an NFT of Trump or a second pet snake. In fact, the popularity of these NFTs makes me think that Biden should run this video as a campaign ad. Because if you can afford to, right? If you can afford to blow $5,000 on a piece of a suit with mustard stains, the economy must be doing pretty good.
Meanwhile, part of the economy is the subject of the new movie just released on DVD and streaming. It's called Dumb Money, and it's a true story of stock market follies. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Paul Dano plays a young husband and father in Massachusetts who's struggling to make a living by commenting on the internet about the stock market. And then he hits on one stock that's going to change his life in the bizarre true story, Dumb Money.
I'm going to pick a stock and talk about why I think it's interesting.
Retail trend. I'm hooked into GameStop.
It looks like there's one guy driving all the buying.
Well, the meow you heard there is because the real-life character, Keith Gill, was known as Roaring Kitty. And this often funny movie features a gifted cast, but you don't know much about these characters other than little subtitles that enumerate their personal net worth. For people who don't understand or follow the stock market, Dumb Money will be hard to follow or appreciate. And like the strange story it's telling, the plot drags on and on with a distinctly unsatisfying conclusion. Rated R for profligate use of the F word and other harsh language. 2 stars for Dumb Money, where I'm selling short this time. And, film that has its moments of insight and entertainment, but only a few. Speaking of only a few, there are not many people who will endorse the big full-page ad run by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, trying to have a new basis for celebrating this holiday season. The basis, there is no God, there is no sin, there is no higher purpose. How is it good to encourage those ideas? We'll be speaking with Governor Chris Christie, encouraging the idea that already running third in New Hampshire, that he could be the biggest surprise of this election season. We'll be speaking to Governor Christie next time. And we'll be speaking to Peter Coy on the economy with the Fed's decision, the Dow's reaction, inflation, and a soft landing. How is all that going to play out in the election of 2024 for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.